I've been clean and sober for over half of my life. And I have been clean and sober well over double the time that I was an active addict and alcoholic. So why do I call myself still recovering? Well, I thought I was going to be an English teacher way back when, and it didn't go so well because my students were stoned and so was I. In the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, the word recovering is used as well as recovered. But in my English majorism, I really prefer the imperfect form of the verb to recover. To say that one is recovering is to indicate that it is an ongoing process. It's something that goes on and on. To say that one is recovered, is to indicate that the process is over and finished. Well, I've seen what happens to people who believe that they have recovered, There's a saying, we go to meetings to find out what happens to people who don't go to meetings. Early in my recovery, I had the joy of meeting an old guy who had his cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt, was missing a couple of, those were lucky strikes, by the way, and he was missing a couple of teeth. And when he told his story, it was my story. The recovery programs of the 12-step programs are a way of people telling their stories and ways of not feeling alone. His name was Rick, and I had not been clean and sober very long. I can just see his face. He had been clean for 25 years. I was so impressed because I had only been clean for a couple of months and it had been a struggle. Within a few months of my knowing Rick, Rick went back out. Something in his heart said to him that he could drink and use safely and that he believed all that accumulated time made it safe for him. Well, you probably know the rest of the story. Within a few months, he was dead. His addiction had kept going, even though he wasn't using. And when he picked up again, it was as if he had been drinking and using for those 25 years, and he stepped right over the edge. It's stories like that that make me want to remember on a daily basis that recovery is an ongoing process. When I stopped smoking 13 months ago, thank you. I was reminded that I am and will always be an addict. I was lucky enough to have an easy time in those first few weeks. I put it down cold turkey. But let me tell you, as the months accumulated, I was chewing more and more and more nicotine gum. It was a really humbling process, reminding me that anything that brings me pleasure can become the source of an addiction for me. That's the way I am wired. And I think most of us are wired to seek pleasure. God has made us that way. But there's something about addicts and alcoholics that in the process of getting addicted, we lose the ability to feel pleasure in other ways. And those drugs and alcohol become our sole source of pleasure. But isn't it funny, the things that bring us pleasure are the things that turn around and bite our butts. So when I think of saying that I am recovered, it will be in my grave. There is no safety. There is no assurance that I won't pick up a drug tomorrow. But if I follow the steps that have been given to me by the wonderful program of the 12 steps, I am assured that my chances of staying clean and sober are greater. There's a saying in the big book that self-centered fear is the chief activator of our defects, and that when we are afraid of not getting something we think we are owed, or that someone is keeping us from having what we should have, that's when our defects come rising to the top. And that's when we are in the greatest danger of looking for ways to anesthetize our fears. Fear, isolation, anger. We needn't have those when we turn our will and our lives over to the care of the community of those in recovery and over to a higher power as we understand that higher power. Amen.